Talks are resuming today, aimed at resolving a dispute between farmers and meat processors over beef prices and the future of the sector. Pickets at meat plants across the country were suspended 10 days ago to allow discussions to take place. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
More than 12 hours of talks took place involving the Beef Plan movement, other farming organisations, Meat Industry Ireland and government agencies last Monday. The negotiations were described as tense and technical by those involved, but progress was reported by all sides, with movement on a range of issues including a review of the pricing grid, a grading system which determines how much farmers are paid for their cattle. The talks were adjourned early on Tuesday morning to allow information to be gathered and the meat industry to consult its members on particular issues. A document summarising the conclusions from the first session and setting out next steps was then issued by the independent chairman to the parties during the middle of last week. It will form the starting point when all sides gather again later this morning to resume discussions.
The High Court in Dublin will hear an application by Ryanair later this morning aimed at securing an order preventing industrial action by some of its Irish-based pilots later this week. Around 180 pilots who are members of IALPA, the Irish Airline Pilots Association, are due to stop work for 48 hours after midnight on Thursday morning in a dispute over pay and conditions. Last Friday, Ryanair secured permission to bring an application for an injunction against IALPA's parent union, Forsa, to stop the industrial action from going ahead. A company that built 42 schools, all of which have been found to have structural defects, has been awarded a €14 million contract to build a ward at University Hospital Limerick. The health service executive has confirmed that it awarded a contract for a 60-bed ward block to Western Building Systems earlier this year. The Department of Education is pursuing legal action against Western Building Systems for the cost of both the temporary and long-term work to remedy the defects detected at schools built by the company. In a statement last week, Western Building Systems accused the Department of Education of distraction and secrecy and has called for an independent assessment of the issues raised. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
The University of Limerick Hospital Group has told RTE News that enabling works on the site for the new 60-bed ward began in March of this year and that subsequently, following a public procurement process, the HSE awarded the contract to design and build the unit to Western Building Systems. The contract, worth €14 million, excluding VAT, was signed in May and is now, according to the hospital, underway and progressing well through the design development process. The Department of Education is currently suing Western Building Systems after serious structural defects were uncovered in all of the schools that the company has built here. The cost of remedying the defects is set to run to millions of euro.
The US President Donald Trump has indicated that the Chinese technology company Huawei is unlikely to be granted another temporary reprieve. His comments come after recent reports that the 90-day grace period given to Huawei by the US Commerce Department in May would be extended today as a gesture of good faith. Mr. Trump said this was not the case. The emergency services on Gran Canaria have said a fire that's sweeping across the Spanish island is impossible to contain. About 5,000 people have been moved to a safe area. The fire broke out on Saturday. Since then, planes and helicopters have been supporting hundreds of firefighters and soldiers who are tackling the wildfire. And now the time is 5:30 past eight.
RT Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Planning a day flying or sailing? Stay clear of overhead wires. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999. Stay safe. Stay clear.
It'll be cool and breezy today with bright or sunny spells and scattered showers. Some showers will be heavy with a likelihood of thunder and highest temperatures will range from 15 to 18 degrees.